We'd like to say hello to everybody. Our show is called Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA 93.1. The show includes live music from the studio. We also have recordings from local musicians and bands. We feature a guest each month. Folks, this is small town, hometown radio, the old-fashioned way. And it's live, like I said, and that means you fellas better be on your best behavior here. Tonight, our guest is Michael Blue from the Dweebs. And so sit back and listen, tell your neighbors, and we hope we can trigger some new memories, and hope you enjoy the show. Once again, welcome everybody. Our show is called Trigger Happy Memories. Like I mentioned, we're featuring local live music. We're in the studio with our acoustic guitars, and we're going to tell a few stories, and we hope you enjoy what we're doing. Our guest tonight is Michael Blue from the Dweebs, and Eddie Schmidt, my good friend to my right here. How you doing, Eddie?
Not too bad.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah. Is the ice out at...
Oh, yeah, the ice is all off of White Ash
White
now,
Ash.
So...
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I haven't been to Magner for a couple of weeks, but I imagine it's off there too. But we've been having some fun the last couple of weeks. St. Patrick's Day, we played in our church, St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Erin Prairie.
Yeah,
and we've done that for years. They have a service at 11 o'clock, and then we have corned beef and cabbage afterwards, and a little champagne in the basement. Yes, it's a lot of fun. But from there, Eddie, we went to New Richmond. To the parade, and we got the Polka Busters out.
Yep.
And we haven't been to that parade for, I think, about 8 years, and we got the old ambulance out. It looks like the Ghostbusters, but we call it the Polka Busters. We got a stage on the roof. And
what is it, a 1968 Pontiac ambulance is what it was? Yep.
Big 400-some engine. It goes.
Runs great.
Yeah, it runs great. But, yeah, so that was a lot of fun, and I got to play my tuba at the church, too.
You always like to bring that tuba, don't you, Mike?
Well, they're trying to change the rules for the church that they're banning tubas, but they haven't passed it through yet. So, but that was a lot of fun. And then last Saturday, we were in Amory here. We played at the Amory Memory Care, and we were asked to come in and entertain, and had a great time. Julie treated us so well, and Uncle Bob Holmes is the one that got this thing going. And had just a great time there, so thank you for that. Last Sunday, we were at the Rooster's Roadhouse for a... we play there about three times a year, but we had Gay Magnifici, who was our singer. She had a retirement party there, so that brought in even extra people.
Yeah, lots of people.
Yeah, so congratulations to Gay. And Eddie, did I mention that Mike Blue is with us tonight?
Yeah, I think you did.
We better
let that guy talk. So.
How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Yes, good to see you here.
It's good to be here.
Yes, you've been traveling. You were in Florida just recently?
Yeah, we did an 18-day tour down in Florida with the kids. Had a blast.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, did a lot of music.
Yeah. We did nine shows. Went down to Key West twice, and Fort Myers Beach, Fort Myers, Naples, Sarasota.
Oh, nice. See, you got a little tan there. That's not the neon lights. That was the sun.
No, that was the sun, yeah.
Oh, well, Mike, we've been doing this show for, I think, about 7 months. We started back in September, but the guests we brought in, we've asked them to share with us what inspired you to play music or to want to sing. And And I think you and I are the same age, so we had some of the same influences, I think, from a distance. But
yeah.
If you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of that.
I'd love to. I knew when I was about 5 or 6 years old that as I was trying to emulate Johnny Cash and Johnny Horton and Marty Robbins, that I wanted to be a singer. And I had the raw talent, and after many, many years later, I finally just bit the bullet and went after it. And fortunately, then came the Beatle invasion, and
sure.
And that big inspiration there. And I just went after it.
And you're from Red Wing originally?
Yep, Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yep, sure.
And I moved to Wisconsin in 74.
Okay.
And it was about that time when I realized that I really wanted to totally pursue this. I need to work it and put myself into playing music and develop my talents.
Sure.
And I was working in factories and kitchens for about 10 years. And one day, and every minute at the factory and kitchen, I was in my mind, I want to be a musician. I want to be a musician.
Sure.
Finally, one day I got mad at my factory job and walked off. And I didn't tell my wife for 2 weeks. And now I'm supposed to have a paycheck. Well, every day she kept packing my lunch like normal. And I went into a little studio I had set up in one of the bedrooms and practiced doing a solo thing.
Mm, sure.
So 10 days later, or 2 weeks later, I'm supposed to have a check and I don't have one, so I have to tell her. Mm. Well, after the fight, I said, give me 10 days. I'll be making more money than I was. And I had a buddy of mine who was playing different clubs on a solo thing.
Sure.
And I got his schedule and called 4 places and got auditioned at all 4 of them, got hired at all 4 of them. 10 days later, I was working 4 days a week, making about $50 more a week than I was at the factory. And that first week coming home with the cash was like, yeah! And that was 1980, and my wife is still with me.
Well, that's good. That's,
yeah.
Well, that. You have really. This is the truth. Eddie can tell. Can back me on this too. But you have set a standard for live music in this area for 30 plus years. I mean, there's bands that have they copied the Dweebs, and they'd copy Mike Blue. You and I saw a band in Hammond one night that I think they copied your set sheet.
But I got, you know, that's flattering. But you know. They're doing exactly what I did, because I was copying the people that were successful.
Sure.
And I wanted to be successful, and that's what you have to do. You got to give the audience what they want.
Right.
Give them something that's fun, entertaining.
Well, like I said, you set the standard for a lot of bands, and still do. You're still the mark what they want to try to reach that. So we're going to talk more about that, but let's have you sing a song.
All right.
Yeah. How about a little Merle Haggard?
A little Merle Haggard.
Sure.
All right. This is That's the Way Love Goes. 2, 3, 4. I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all of my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? That's the way love goes. way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? That's the way love goes.
Live in studio here at WPCA Radio 93.1, downtown Amory. Very nice, Mike. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Talking about being inspired, last month my brother Joe was with us, and I called you, I think, the day of, I guess it was, and you were heading for Rapid City, wasn't
yep.
it? Yes, and tell us about that. You were
Yeah, we were on our way to Rapid City. You were telling me about the radio show and that it was going to be broadcast. Gave me the call letters. I told my son, Mike Jr., and he dialed it up on the phone and did the web search and hooked it up to the Bluetooth on the radio on the truck. And we were about an hour east of Rapid City as we were listening to Amory, Wisconsin.
Oh,
and you guys, and I tell you, I had a grin from ear to ear the whole show. I loved every second of it.
Well, thank you. We're honored that you tuned it in. But Joe, with some of his stories he told last month, too, is that what an influence that you were for him. He'd go to some of your shows, and it was maybe Vicious Rumor, Loose Change,
right?
Some of those. And he was probably a sophomore in high school, maybe younger. But he'd line up behind the fence. That he wasn't of age, so he had to be back a ways, but line up there and listen to you guys and just in awe. You know, so he... You were an inspiration to him as well.
And I was so surprised to hear that, because you don't really think of yourself inspiring other people. You think of, well, who inspired you,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
And I was very flattered to hear that.
Yeah, but we've had so much fun at your studio recording things from, like, our church recordings we did there. And then we did a couple projects with... Trigger Happy, just had so much fun there.
I got a Trigger Happy story I'm just dying to tell you.
I'd love to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. You guys were set up in the studio there. You guys are in the performance room, and I'm in the control room. And you had gone through, I think it was Dooley, and I was grinned from ear to ear already just because of the Mayberry reference, because that
sure.
was on the Darlins did that,
right?
And I just loved the tune, and you guys were doing it, and I think maybe the third or fourth take, and you nailed it. You did it perfect. And you all looked to the glass to me, and I just hit the button and I go, I'm ready when you are. And the look on your faces was, what? You didn't get that?
Oh.
I go, just kidding. Come on in. Let's listen to it.
Well, I remember that, Eddie?
Yeah, I remember the look on my face, I think.
Well, I think we all could feel it. Like, I think we're getting this thing. We hope he's recording. And then are you ready? You know, that was fun. But some of the other things that we've done over there with... We're talking about Fizz Kaiser. He was a guest with us here about 2 or 3 months ago. But Ticket to Lambeau was a
yeah.
song he wrote. The Packers, when they were run back in, what, 96, heading for
yeah.
Super Bowl. But he writes this song, calls me up on a Wednesday night. So I wrote the song. He comes up to Hammond to find me at work. I'm working nights. And he plays it for me. He said, we got to get this thing recorded soon. I called you the same night. Sunday, we were in the studio. I think by Monday, that thing was out the door.
And ready to roll.
And
yeah.
ready to roll. And he hit the road. He went all over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And every radio station, and it got a lot of airplay. It was perfect timing for that whole thing. But
well, who doesn't want a ticket to Lambeau?
Right. some of our projects, Mike, we included you in some of the vocals. This one we're going to do next year, I believe it's the one on the that one there. Yep, it's the number 2 on that one. Bob, and it's a song that I wrote called Please Don't Tell Me That You're Leaving, and you sang harmony throughout this whole thing, but then you also, you took a verse
took
on this
a bridge
thing.
Or
yeah, a bridge or something. Yeah. Well, I haven't listened to it for quite a while, but let's give her a try here and see what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
that you're leaving. Please don't tell me that you're gone. I've been loving you so very long. Please don't tell me that you're gone. Please remember all the good times. Please don't think that loving me is wrong. I've been loving you so very long. Please don't tell me that you're gone. I've been a-hoping and a-praying you be staying. I'd be so empty without you. I'd be happy if you're happy loving me. But I can't tell you what to do. So please remember all the good times. And please don't think that loving me is wrong. I've been loving you so very long. Please don't tell me that you're gone. You're happy loving me. I can't tell you what to do. So please don't tell me that you're leaving. Please don't tell me that you're gone. I've been loving you so very long. Please don't tell me that you're gone. Been loving you so very long. Please don't tell me that you're gone.
Oh, there's a song off of our 2004 Trigger Happy CD recorded at Michael Blue's studio over in Somerset, and Mike singing on there with us. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, it's, Eddie, you want to sing a song?
I suppose I could.
Well,
as long as we're in town,
well,
I guess.
You might as well.
So, I think we'll sing another Merle Haggard
sure.
song here. One called "Sing Me Back Home." It's something I do pretty regular and
key of G.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, "Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die."
I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singer, there's a song my mama sang. Could you sing it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Won't you sing me back home before I die?
All right, that's Eddie Schmidt singing right here in the studio. Nice work there, Eddie.
Thanks, Mike.
That was fun, you bet. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're broadcasting live from downtown Amory. I know we got some listeners across the nation, I guess, don't we? Well, we do. We have a few out there, so we're going to mention those names in a little bit here, too. But going back to Mike, I'm sure you got a busy summer coming up?
Oh, yeah. All around the map, and looking forward to being real busy. Actually, next week we're in here on South Dakota, and then up to Ashland.
Oh,
Friday and then Saturday. That's a got to talk to the agent about the routing on that one.
Yeah. Well, at least the weather has been in your favor with some of us traveling. But one of my favorite memories of the Dweebs, seeing you guys in Hammond years ago, and you know the Hammond was that was just rock. That you know you had that place just
That was a lot. That was one of our favorite shows. That was a blast.
Oh, the tent was just packed. But you're doing this great dance rock and roll, and you got the place just going nuts. And you end up taking your bass guitar off and handing it to somebody else that took over. You walk out front and you sing a white sport coat.
Oh, right.
Marty Robbins.
And that was one of the first songs I ever sang.
Really?
When I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I didn't know how to say carnation. I was singing a pink Our Nation.
Well, I still remember standing there and I had goosebumps and my wife was looking at me like, what's the matter? I said, just listen to this. You know, it was just, and then your guys in the band or your kids, they were doing all the oohs and the ahs, and it was, that was so fun. But
you don't see a lot of bands doing that now.
No, you, that's for sure. No, that's well, I'm going to try a song here. Eddie, you got your steel, you got a new steel here.
Actually, I've got one that I traded a gentleman out in Seattle, Washington, Matt Teske. So we traded steels and got this one going, and I've actually still got the new double neck. Bill Rudolph has got it almost done. I get to pick that one up next week. So, but yeah, we'll see.
You wear them out, don't you?
Oh yeah, you got to keep them going all the time.
We're gonna do a song here called "Above and Beyond." It's an old Buck Owens song, and somebody did this before Buck Owens, Win Stewart. I think it was Win Stewart did it first, and then it was Buck Owens, and then Rodney Crowell did it. Now we're going to do it, though.
That's right. Yeah, here, right, live right here in Amory. That's
yes.
Where we're going to do it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of loving. Love is something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes kind of few. Well, I've got no money, if you'll be my honey, this is what I'll offer you. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry.
I give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love. And love is something that money can't buy. Well, we met by chance, and I knew at a glance that I found my destiny. Well, I'd like to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And love is something that money can't buy.
There we go, with a little above and beyond. That's a lot of fun. It's just fun to do it like this with a couple acoustic guitars and a steel guitar and 5,000 people looking in the window watching us. Well, not 5,000, maybe. There's four kids out there that, come on, get away from the window. No, we're just sitting here having some fun. And Mike, I got thinking about another story. You share some more stories too, but I got thinking about when I was working for St. Croix County Highway before I got canned. No, I didn't get No, my job there, I was the sign coordinator, and I was also in charge of flagger training. I had to train all the college kids each year for flagging. And we could not find any new material. The material that I had, these videos, were so old. And the cars were you know, 15, 20 years old in this video. So there was no credibility to the... So, and I could not find anything. And I went on the internet trying to find new material. I could not find it. And my boss says, well, why don't you just set up a work zone and film it yourself? Well, yeah, that sounds real easy. And I thought, who could do that? And I thought, Mike Blue could do that.
Right.
So Mike comes in with his cameras and... Mike Jr. Helped a lot with that too, I think I was driving your pickup, and you were on the roof with the camera.
Right.
We had guys, you know, set up doing this whole thing, but that was what, 4 years ago, maybe now. Or
yeah,
five?
I think the funnest part was demonstrating what not to do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I had Dave Becker, the guy that he was the bad flagger. He's got right. a cigarette in his mouth and a cell phone.
Cell phone in his hand.
Yeah, and he's got his back turned to the traffic and walking out in front of traffic. And so there was the do's and the don'ts, but we were laughing so hard watching.
And then the disgruntled motorist.
That's right, yeah. But you guys did a great job capturing it. And that video is used across the state now.
Really?
Yeah, they've used it at conferences showing.
Wow, I should have got better residuals on that.
Oh, but that was a lot of fun. But... And through that, you know, through all us, we've got to know your kids, you know, Mike Jr. and Benjamin and Claire and I don't know, it was, and we even knew your dogs, Blue and Bubba.
And Bubba.
Yeah, so that was just a lot of good memories there. But why don't you sing another song for us?
All right, let's do a CCR song. Starts on the A minor there, boys.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know, it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. Have you ever seen rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down on a sunny day. Yesterday and days before, sun is coming.
cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can't stop, I wonder. I wanna know, have you ever seen rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down on a sunny day, I'll play with it, Ed.
That's Mike Blue. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just tuning in, wondering what's going on down there in Amory, this is our live show. We do it once a month, the last Thursday of each month, 7 o'clock. And we got Eddie Schmidt here sitting with me. And I'm Mike Murtha and Mike Blue. So hope you're enjoying what we're doing. We're going to keep doing this as long as they let us do it, right, Eddie?
Well, I think so.
And
that song that you just did, Mike, there. When we used to play at the, actually, before I started playing with Mike, when I was playing with Stony Ridge and the boys up at the Country Dam, there was a bartender up there, and her name was Lorraine, and Rick Stenner always used to say, have you ever seen Lorraine? So it was a little bit different name to that song.
Stony Ridge, that's the band that played at the Valley House the night my wife and I got married.
Really?
It was a guy, Leroy
Kaler, yep, he was the lead singer.
Yep.
And Rick and I, and
see, we couldn't afford a band, so we just told everybody to go there.
Didn't realize that. That's great.
Yeah. So, who are some of your, or I should say, who are some of your favorite artists? You know, from past or present, or
A lot of obscure artists other than the Beatles, obviously, have always been one of my favorites. The songwriting team of Lennon and McCartney is just, you know, phenomenal, and probably my favorite artist would be Wishbone Ash, which is a band from Scotland, and actually they're still touring, and I got a chance to see them live for the second time just last October, and over in Minneapolis at Famous Dave's, and I'm there watching the show, and I'm thinking, we got to play this place. This place is cool. So we're get a little plug in there. We're playing there at the end of the month.
Are you really? Good for you. That's
great. And but it was that was my first concert that I had ever gone to was The Who and Wishbone Ash, and I think this was in '69, and I didn't even know who The Who was, and. But I knew who Wishbone Ash was, and I was just blown away by it. And then I couldn't figure out why the guys in The Who all wrecked their instruments at the end of the concert. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There goes a perfect SG.
Oh, neat. And I know, you've really set the standard for some good rock and roll, but I know at heart you're... You like country music?
Well, I was born and raised on classic country, and that's what's in my playlist on my iPad.
Sure.
Or iPod, I should say. Yeah. Or my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
And that's... yeah, that's... And it's funny, because growing up, my dad had always, you know, wanted to direct me towards, you know, play country music. You ain't going to make any money playing rock and roll. And, of course, I wouldn't listen to him.
No.
And... so I make a living playing rock and roll, but my heart is in the country.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's nice. Yeah, and you're one of the few musicians in the area that have done it full time. And
you know, I'm so blessed to do what I love to do and make a living at it. And that day walking out of the factory in 1980, I haven't looked back. And so it's 37 years, and I couldn't have done it without the support of my wife and my family, and a lot of hard work. And a lot of struggle, and I wouldn't change a minute of it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you get to share all this time with your kids.
Yeah, now I've got two sons, a daughter, and a nephew in the band. And, I mean, what a hoot.
Oh,
traveling the country, jamming with the kids, doing what I love to do, watching them develop their talents and learning the industry and learning the business. And they're just soaking it all in like sponges.
Oh, yeah. You know. Well, they're a bunch of good kids, too.
Yeah, yeah, they are now. Yeah, yeah. They, you know, they wasn't so good when they were teenagers. You know.
Well,
who is?
Well, yeah. That's Herb's fault. He used to babysit him, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, that's how Herb got that job.
We're going to play a song that you wrote that's on our CD, if that's okay. I think you and your daughter, Trandy, I think, sang this. And I believe, Bob, it's number... 12, but Mike, tell us about the song, I guess, before we...
Oh, Nothing's Too Good for My Woman. And actually, this had several different variations of when I wrote it. It was inspired by a line that Animal and the Muppets makes right at the beginning of the movie. They're walking down with popcorn peanuts, only a buck, and then Animal says, the woman says, "Oh, honey, buy me some, please." He goes, "Sure, Mama, nothing's too good for my woman." And I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I wrote the song, and I had this whole different vibe to it. It was like at different time signatures, in 5/4, and I spent hours and hours recording it and working on it while my wife was sick with the flu. So every time I played that after that, she started feeling sick.
It reminded her of that. Yeah, well, you asked us to do the backup. You wanted a country flavor.
Yep, I wanted the authentic country flavor.
Sure.
And I went to the only guys around that are doing that, and that's you guys. And I saw the opportunity while you guys were in the studio recording.
Sure.
And that's why I presented it to you. I said, hey, I want to countrycise this thing, and and let's run with it. And you guys did a fantastic job.
Yeah, well, thanks. Let's give it a try there.
Nothing's
once again, that is Mike Blue and his daughter Trandy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's some. That was fun, you know. That was, it's so neat that we got to share this together. But Eddie, you were whispering something to me. Go ahead and share that, would you?
Oh, like I was just looking at watching Mike while that song was going on, and that those chord changes and the transitions that's going on in the end of that song is so cool. And I was just thinking about the first time that I saw Mike. I think you guys were playing, I don't know which version of
the bands
you've had going through, but you were playing at the back room at the Country Dam.
Okay.
And
that was probably Loose Change.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was just amazing come back and watching you guys. And then I was thinking about the one time when, I can't remember which CD we were recording, and we recorded Going to the Chapel, it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if we got done with a take or had it almost done. And Mike, you looked at us and said, "You guys are so Lawrence Welk."
It was great. And we are. We're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was funny. Back years ago, talking about that, when you were camping, Eddie, and somebody came up to the campsite and asked Ethan, he was pretty little, he said, "Is your dad around somewhere?" "Oh, he's in the camper watching Lawrence Welk."
I was down in La Crosse.
We played Lawrence Welk's nephew's wedding.
Really?
In Neillsville, Wisconsin.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I see he's wearing a t-shirt that says Welk Reunion, and I'm like, and I'm looking at the shirt, this is before the wedding, and I'm looking at the shirt, and I go, "Welk Reunion, is that Lawrence?" He goes, "Yeah, he's my uncle." I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Hold on a minute." He goes into the house, and he comes back out, and he gives me the spoons, he gives me a t-shirt, and a poster from back in the day.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, and I've got all that stuff at home yet.
Well, you used to watch Lawrence Welk, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
We were all, and all did, you know. Yeah. It was on TV, and our folks had it on. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, it was some great players.
And my great-grandmother and my grandmother never missed an episode.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat. But I want to say hello to some folks out there, and I got kind of a long list, and I hope you guys can add to this, too. But Linda Spencer, who is this gal that lives in Amory, I want to say hello to her. Uncle Bob, thanks for the turkeys you bought for us.
Yeah, great turkeys. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Uncle Bob, and Julie, and all the residents from the Amory Memory Care Unit. Edna over in White Bear Lake, just talked to Edna tonight. My mother and Jim out in Arizona. Putz and Julie in Hudson. Gary McIntyre and Baldwin. Tom and Gay. Scott Heinbucks, Sandy Breck, Joe and Debbie, Tammy and Carl, and my wife Debbie, and my son Ryan. So,
is that all you got, Mike?
That's as far as we're running out of time. But
no, I was just going to, when I worked out in Green Bay this week, I saw this, they had this big kind of a poster. I took one of our cards from our show here. They blew it up, put it on their calendar, and so the folks that, from our work over in the Green Bay office, they were Jay and Chad and all the folks were going to be listening tonight, so just say hi to them. And
sure.
And again, Matt out in Seattle that we just traded steals with, I hope he's listening. So, but I'm sure, Mike, you got somebody you want to say hi to?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say hello to my mother in Lakeville, my father in Red Wing, and my wife in Somerset.
Yeah, and what's so cool is that they can dial us in on the computer.
Yeah.
Anywhere that you can get the internet.
Yep. If I can get it in Rapid City.
Right.
In
yep.
a truck.
You're going to get it here.
The only place you can't get it is under a bridge.
I suppose.
Yeah. No, that's satellite radio, I guess, yeah. Forget that, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, how much time have we got? Mike, you brought in another recording here of, do we have time for that? Okay. We got, I think it's called Wolverton Mountain.
Yep.
It's
written by Claude King.
Yep.
Yeah.
Claude King.
And we took a little different edge to it and had fun with it. And one of my favorites.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Crowers has a pretty young daughter and is mighty handy with a gun and a knife. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain, and I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain, 'cause Clifton Crowers
bears and the birds. Tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys, that's my son Benjamin at the end of it.
Oh.
Singing the last line. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys do that in your shows quite a bit?
We did for a while. We did it at Country Jam a few years back, but we haven't been doing it lately.
Yeah.
That's a neat version.
Yeah. You know, it really moves me, but not so much the kids.
I suppose they never heard the song.
Probably
before.
Not, yeah, no.
But it's cool.
I saw Claude King live in Coon Rapids, an old steel player. He's placed with Skip Spaulding. Milt Rand had this little 3-2 and setup place in Coon Rapids, and Claude King came in.
Is that right?
And it was pretty neat. He had some really good players with
him. Yeah.
It wasn't quite as rocked up as that, but it was good.
No.
Oh, yes. You got any more stories you want to share? We're starting to wind down here.
You know, I know that I have stories, that's for sure. Some that are appropriate to share, some that aren't.
Yes.
I guess one story would be that the kids, when they were teenagers, Mike and Ben, were having underage drinking parties at the studio, which is what kids do, you know. I'm like, I mean, there were cars parked a mile each way, and I'm at work gigging, and nothing I could do about it. Well, the next thing you know, I tried choking them, and that didn't work, so I figured I got to make them come to work with me.
Mm.
And so that's how they got their jobs.
Oh, you better keep an eye on them, right?
Yep. They're going with Dad tonight.
Yes. I remember years ago seeing you guys in Somerset, Archie's, I think, for New Year's Eve. We were off, and I went to see you guys, and Claire was pretty young. But either during break or part of your show, she'd come out and have people sing Hanky Panky.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
She spotted me. She knew me from you.
Right.
She comes over and sticks a mic in my in front of me. She says, "I knew you could sing this song." And so I was belting out just a little bit of it, but just a lot of fun memories with that. But we're winding down here. Eddie, you got anything else?
No, just want to say thanks to everybody for listening, and and sure was fun having you here, Mike.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be a part of the show. Thank you for inviting me.
We hope we can get you again. I know our summers get very busy, but we're going to hopefully get you back here, too. And
I'd be honored.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's just been lots of fun. But again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin, and the show is called Trigger Happy Memories. Members of Trigger Happy and Mike Blue, and we'll be back again next month, the last Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. for an hour. So, and there's some exciting things going on with the theater in town here. We're gonna I think the station will probably be sharing that, or have already, some of the information. But we might get involved in that too, Eddie.
Yep.
We're going to see if we can do some music in the theater as well. So once again, thanks everybody. We'll see you next time. So.